The glass door to the command center opened with a hiss of escaping air, and Adam turned. "Sir," he began, expecting to see Arthur Devlin storm into the room in pajamas. He blinked at three men in black suits and ties who walked in carrying silver briefcases.
Excuse me?" he asked, standing.
He glanced at Penny.
"Who the hell are you guys?"
demanded Penny.
"You can't just barge in here. This facility is now under DHS jurisdiction. You two come with me," said one of the strangers.
He waggled his hand over his shoulder and turned, not even bothering to see if they followed him. They did.
"What's going on?" asked Adam.
"Hey, what is that? You can't just plug that thing in our gear."
"Come with me, please," said the tall man with the closely cropped gray hair. "I'll explain everything. My associates need to set up first."
"But," began Penny.
"Move," he said. His steel gray eyes narrowed and dared them to resist.
Okay, Adam said. "I'm coming. Don't freak out or anything. It's not like we just had a history-making solar flare or anything."
The man paused at the door and adjusted his tie. He glanced over Adam's shoulder and nodded. "I'm on it. You two finish up here. I'll handle this."
Penny turned around.
"Just talk to us. Don't look at them. Tell me what's going on."
"We have to tell the world about this flare. It's coming straight at us," blurted Adam. "Governments need to know so they can protect people."
"You're right. The government does need to know. And we do. Now, if I were you, I'd forget all about this flare, about us, and about everything you saw here tonight."
"This morning," Penny added.
The man glared at her. "You were both at home, asleep, when this non-event happened. Do you understand?"
"What?"
asked Adam. He shook his head.
No, we lost our communications link. We need to warn."
The man pulled his coat back and drew a large black pistol from his shoulder holster.
"I am authorized to secure this facility using any means necessary. You were not here when we arrived. Or am I mistaken?"
Adam stared at the pistol. He glanced at Penny and she shook her head. He nodded.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I was asleep."
"At home," prompted the stranger with the gun.
"At home, yes," Adam said.
He swallowed. He needed more than coffee now. Something aged 12 years or more.
Yeah, I was asleep at home, right, Pens?"
"Yes, absolutely," she mumbled.
The stranger stared into Adam's eyes until the younger man looked away.
"Good."
He holstered his weapon and it disappeared under his coat.
"Now follow me, please. You folks need to disappear."
Adam looked at Penny as the man from Homeland Security stormed down the hallway, his glossy shoes clacking on the linoleum.
"What the fuck is going on?" Adam whispered.
"I don't know,"
Penny murmured.
"But I don't think these guys realize how serious the situation is."